Lexi Welch, Sarah Ibarra. Thank you very much for joining us here at Lawrence.com. Most kids your age are busy Facebooking and licking toads and getting into knife fights with greasers at the local sock hop or whatever the hell it is that you kids do. But you guys had to go and make your peers look bad by making a documentary. What is No Child Left Unrecruited?
It's a documentary about our school in particular and how the Army recruits here and how they get our information and the problems at our school.
What would you add, Lexi?
In general, that it's a federal law required of all publicly funded schools, and we're trying to show the problems that it causes for schools by using our school as an example and then encouraging other kids and parents who hopefully see it to ask the same question.
And how did you come across this particular provision in No Child Left Behind, and what spurred you to make this documentary?
Well, it originally started as a school project. It's just supposed to be like a 10-minute segment on our school news.
Advertisements.
Yeah, advertisements in school. And Lexi brought up that, there's kids in our school who wear uniforms to school. Is that like an advertisement?
Then we also talked about how I had gotten a letter over the summer from a recruiter guy who offered $100 to enlist with him. Mm-hmm. So we thought, all of that could be advertisement, the military and school, basically. So we started asking questions and, kind of put two and two together, military and school, and getting letters at home and trying to educate the senior class and things like that. And then our school told us that No Child Left Behind required this, so we got a copy.
And do you guys, did you inherently have an interest in film, or was film just a medium you decided to use to tackle this particular topic?
I think it was different for both of us. Always had an interest in film, so I thought it was a good idea.
I'm more into speaking out and broadcasting.
So the interests did coalesce. And you have now finished the film. Have you received any calls from Homeland Security, or are you on a terrorist watch list now? What's been the response from the Department of Defense and the federal government?
Yeah, we got a call from the Department of Defense. They called our superintendent, Weisman.
Yeah. And told them that something needed to be changed because they weren't following the rules or the law or something.
So you brought the wrath of the man down around your shoulders. You interviewed a number of people for the film, including Congressman Dennis Moore, Kansas representative for Lawrence, who voted for the No Child Left Behind provision. Did he just crap his pants when you cornered him about this? Because it seems like an issue that a lot of politicians are kind of squirming around and don't really want to deal with.
Well, when we interviewed him, it was kind of chaotic, and we didn't get to ask him specifically about it. We only got to ask him what he thought about the recruitment in schools.
But then I talked to him again at a conference the other day, and kind of what I got both times was that maybe he's not taking us seriously. Mm-hmm. Or that he's not as interested, because we asked if he would support the new legislation about an opt-in policy.
There is new legislation.
Yeah.
Do you know who's sponsoring that or who introduced it?
What's his name from California? Honda? What's his first name? I don't know. He's a representative from California, and he's introducing the Student Privacy Protection Act, which would require kids and parents to opt in instead of opt out, like how it is now. But we asked if he would support that, and he said he honestly didn't think that that would even be considered. He said that the military recruitment part of No Child Left Behind is so small that, it's a minor issue, and then he went on about his business.
Have you contacted Nancy Boyda?
I met her there, too.
Yeah, and was she also noncommittal?
She used a lot of big words that I didn't really understand and kind of, seemed to be worried more about her time than, I don't know.
You got to be very hard-pressed to find any politician who's going to say anything against recruitment at this day and age.